architecturally in my head what 30 meters around, that's going to be it's going to be tight, because if I go 30 meters where the new property is, I'm pushing actually the septic system back where it was to begin with.
So anyway, that's the way the bylaw is going to be passed, is for 30 meters, no buildings or structures, which includes docks and everything, can be built in that 30 meters.
Right, includes septic?
And septic, because of the Riverstone Report. The township bylaw 9512 exempts a septic. It can be built in the 30 meters, but Riverstone's report says it's got to be back 30 meters as well.
Yeah, that's a negative. That's a huge, yeah. For the septic, because that's the whole point of sitting here tonight.
If you look at the definition of structure in the township bylaw, a septic bed is exempted, and so it can be in there.
Okay,
but so the Riverstone report won't let it be.
Well, there's a question on the Riverstone report. I don't think they even mentioned. They mentioned trees. They mentioned building and structures. They mentioned vegetation. They don't mention septic.
I didn't say structure by definition in our bylaw is a septic.
Right, but you're saying that's overruled by the. They're not saying that.
Well, if you don't have any land, so you're saying the septic isn't a structure for their report. They should say that.
They should say that.
Yeah,
that could be written in, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So that would conform to the bylaw.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 30 meters back or 100 feet would put that septic system basically on top of the rock again. So that's a negative.
So is that clear to the planners? Is that a possibility with the report? Now, of course, you'd have to go back to Riverstone, I guess, and make sure that they're okay with that. But they never included or didn't want to include a septic in that because of our bylaw. Could that be straightened out?
So I'm just looking at the Riverstone report now, and it does actually have recommendations for Lot 1 on page 8 of the report, and it does include a 30-meter setback for the development of dwellings, septic, and associated structures. So it is clear in their report that 30-meter setback also applies to septics.
Which is 100 feet.
Now, again, the question was then, is that keeping in line with the township's zoning bylaw? I mean, they don't have to follow the bylaw. I guess they could make the recommendations, but would they be agreeable to coordinate, to actually work with the township and use that, what the township has defined structure as, and excluded septic? What I'm getting at is trying to negotiate here and go back to Riverstone and from their report. I'm just looking here at the various things that are outlined, and I can't see, now maybe I'm wrong, that the Riverstone report is actually entered on title. Is that part of the bylaw or not?
No, and that's what we were mentioning earlier in terms of some of the other recommendations coming out of the Riverstone report, that, again, we don't have that mechanism through site plan control or to require site plan control to have that be registered on title. Technically, under the Planning Act, we're also not able to zone with conditions. So we can't say that this zoning amendment is approved subject to doing something other than typical zoning provisions, so setbacks and heights and that kind of thing. And that's why it was mentioned earlier that in order to have that type of agreement to further implement the Riverstone recommendations, as well as to have that registered on title, that the council would need to go back to the planning board to request that they amend their conditions of approval for the consent to include that consent agreement.
Right, so I'm looking at, there's certain things pulled from the report that are on here, not all of it. Plus our bylaw excludes septic. I'm just wondering Riverstone is, from what I'm seeing, parts of it are being pulled out, so it's recommendations, and now some of them are actually written into the bylaw, some of them aren't. So can we follow our own bylaw that would exclude the septic and not take Riverstone's recommendation?
I I think we would have to go back to them on that if that is something that you want to discuss further. Obviously, the decision on the zoning bylaw amendment and what's contained in it is a decision of council. The recommendation to include that setback for dwellings, septics, as well as associated structures of the 30 meters is to for the protection of fish habitat, and that gets to measure policies in the provincial policy statement to protect fish habitat as well as in the township's official plan. So that's why that would have been carried through into the implementing zoning bylaw to be able to say that it does is consistent with the PPS and conforms to the official plan.
Okay, Paul.
I've got a question to, I guess, to the lady. If the set, you've got two choices right now, the lot the way it exists, you now have the septic system 100 feet closer to the shoreline. Right now, what we're asking is, we want it farther away from the shoreline and closer to the non-waterfront properties. So that's it, this is a plus. This is not a negative. Let's put it this way. We're not taking the septic system, which Magneta wants it. Their idea is to put it in a natural free flow, and however, whatever the rules are, that's the way they kind of perceived it. Magneta once said, this is where the rules are for McKellar, and I'm kind of behooved. I think they're kind of looking at it from a fish study, saying, yes, you have to be this many meters back from the waterfront. We're not going from here to the desk. We're going from here to the mayor. We're getting farther away from the shoreline. There's nobody on Charles Avenue that will have a septic system farther away than me.
Okay, Rich?
So I understand what Paul's saying. He's writing what he's saying. If he was to develop the lot without going through this process, the septic has to be 15 meters from the water. 50 feet, half the distance.
Wow.
As it's raised out of the ground, you have to increase that for every meter raised 3 meters back. But
okay.
Typically it's 15 meters. So I understand what you're saying. The problem is the zoning bylaw, whenever it was done, and said a septic was allowed, wasn't a structure, and was permitted within the setback distance, the open yard, it was a broad brush for the whole township. Riverstone's report is site-specific, just your lot, and they have said that the septic needs to be 30 meters. So that's the problem.
Yeah, and, lies the problem. And again, I bring it back to originally we were doing a deer study, which was $3,000 or $4,000, and then we had to do a water study, a fish study. And I'm kind of going, well, we got three dead properties that are not even applicable to fish, they're only applicable to deer. But okay, we'll do the fish study. So now the fish study is kind of biting me in the backside here. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I really think the easiest way is to come back to Riverstone. But
I can call Beth in the morning and tell her, you know, or Carly can send me an email based on what her comments are here tonight, okay? And she'll CC me a copy and Bev, and then I'll talk to Bev and say, look, you know, what we're doing a positive thing for fish, not a negative thing, because in any of the conversations we've had with the report, septic was not discussed. Other than the fact, I said, that's the reason why we're taking onto this property is to put the septic there. She said, oh, okay, that's good. That, you know what, that makes sense. It's got a natural decline. It's farther away from the water. But 2 months pass, and why we're going with a 30 meter circle is that's a conversation that I shouldn't be at. And if we have to see if there's any adjustment that can be made, either on her part or with the township, that would be greatly appreciated.
No, I just feel bad for the situation you're in, because I look back through some of the history of all of this and when it all started, and September 13th, 2022, minutes of council, there were three comments, confirmation that the lots will merge. That was a concern for a while. Payment applicable planning fees subject to rezoning. And that's where the problems will come in with the rezoning. September 26, 2022, minutes of the Parisant Area Planning Board. They followed those same three things. And nowhere at any point did it talk about having an agreement. And that's what I say, it seems to be almost the 11th hour now that we have to come back here and put all of these things in. And we're working towards resolving that by having a pre-consultation process, I think, so we get all this straightened out, rather than the applicant coming back and saying, what do I have to do next? Because you're sitting there and following the instructions, but it's step after step after step and more money. So maybe at this stage, and it's unfortunate that we're in this situation, but we've come in as a new council and trying to clean up the previous procedures.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, that's as suggested, the Riverstone might be the easiest way. I think we're amenable from what we're looking at here.
Okay.
The changes in the numbers, and if they would agree to that, and maybe rewrite the report so that that word is taken out, and based on the information that you provided to them, and through North Bay Manitowoc Conservation as well, I think that should go along.
They're happy.
Yeah.
They were happy years back, and I try to talk to them about your building too, if you have concerns about it with the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
The 30 meter.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Rich. Thank you. You're hired. You seem to know a lot more than a person in Gravenhurst. Can I make one more comment on the resolution?
Wait, if I say no? Go ahead.
The resolution that I heard you read, I think it should be amended. It implies that the deeming bylaw was not necessary, and that isn't the case.
Which resolution was that? No,
the resolution you read whenever we started all this.
Oh, I see. This one here?
Yep. It's not applicable.
Let's see here. It's a whereas the applicant confirmed with their solicitor that the lots will merge without passing a deeming bylaw. That's all it says. They confirmed with their solicitor.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Deeming bylaw was passed years ago.
But the lots will merge. These are the...
Without passing a deeming bylaw.
Right.
To me, it should say that a deeming bylaw has been previously passed, so the lots will merge, something like that. It implies to me that the deeming bylaw is not required.
Well, the implication here that, it doesn't give the history, you're right, but the deeming bylaw, the way I understand it, is not required at this point because their solicitor discovered that it's not required.
No, because it was already passed.
Yeah, yeah, so one now was not required. Is it right or when?
Which makes sense. You don't do it twice. But the resolution should say that it's not required because it was previously done.
I have no problem with adding that just for clarification. Yeah, but
in reading that, it makes me believe that the deeming bylaw is just not required.
Which it isn't, but I know why.
Yeah. You're saying that. Anybody else that reads that, do you know why?
I'm not even sure if they would investigate any further. But
if I come back in a year and read that resolution, would I know why?
You need to know why.
Went through the file.
If I read it, I probably didn't need to know why.
Well, then you could check into it.
Thank you.
But it could be.
If you read the resolution, I won't have to.
Can I ask, because I think we're getting to this kind of cleaned up here, and I've made a great investment on this property here so far, and I'm still spinning in circles here, and my wife's not going to be very happy. Can we have an agreement tonight? What is being requested of me, and what happens if that actually fails? Can we go back to the fact that there is no septic bylaw, or even though that report is there? What's the decision? I just don't want to rehash everything in another month or 2 months, and everybody goes, okay, well, let's bring this up, and let's bring up docks and everything. We haven't got a site plan. We haven't built anything. Nobody's asking for a dock because I haven't got a permit. I haven't got a permit for septic yet. I haven't got a permit for anything. All I'm asking is I got to get this thing kind of narrowed down as to what my next level of obligations are going to be. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Is that fair, Carly?
Yeah, we can pass a resolution.
Okay.
If council's agreeable.
You have to word it. Other questions from the council? Everything's been clarified.
So we're leaving the wording as is in the current resolution regarding without passing a deeming bylaw. It's actually in two locations in that resolution.
Well, it made one changing the whereas. I'll put the back to the mover and the seconder for initials. It's in there twice.
Yeah, and
in the next
paragraph.
Yeah, because it's down here too.
What do you want to change that to?
Sorry? I'd have to copy these words down into here, the third line, right? Because see, again, we're mentioning the deeming bylaw. What did you write here? Do you know what we were previously passed?
Yeah.
Next grade.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know you're creating metal. But he's actually repeated down here, so.
Like, there's not going to be much room there. If Riverstone had recognized that a significant inferior, I can see it, but they didn't.
No.
They said it wasn't, so I'm not sure if I understand the third one.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it was a copy and paste. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, they just hit key.
Yeah. But it did exist because it's been presented, right?
Yeah, like if it had been deeper, then sure, 3 meters, but it's not.
No.
Rebecca, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So when we'd be going back to Riverstone Environmental, we would be asking them to reword no building or structure shall be erected within 30 meters of the high water mark, so we'd be removing structure because that's referenced to a septic. Or what would your recommendations be as to what we would go back to for Riverstone?
So the Riverstone report, I think it would be clarifying with Bev whether or not that 30-meter setback does include the septic field as well.
Okay.
The language within the zoning bylaw amendment as it's written right now, because a structure does not include a septic tile field, that 30-meter setback would not apply to the septic. So we would either have to add more explicit language within the amending zoning bylaw to specify that 30-meter setback also applies to septic fields. Based on the feedback that you get from Bev, in my opinion, it's fairly clear that within her report that the setback should apply to the septic fields. But if you wanted to clarify that further, that would be a conversation to have with her. And then we would amend the language accordingly within the amending bylaw.
Thank you.
This is a dumb question. Maybe my naivety or ignorance, but when you're talking about fish, shouldn't the meter setback be related to the waterfront? Why has it got to do with the whole property?
Because you're joining the lots. So it will all waterfront in the new zoning. Like the Pichard and Mono will be a waterfront.
I see. Okay.
It's a fair enough question. I'll just read you what a planner had stated.
So I don't mind dealing with the setback from the waterfront, which makes good common sense, but I don't know why it would circumference the property. The normal bylaw should fall into place with that. From the property line to where that dwelling is going to be, should be...
If I may...
Yes?
I believe the 30-meter setback that we're discussing is in reference to the high water mark of Lake Manitowabing, not to the property line.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's only from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Jackson the planner had said, rather interesting, in his report, not on exactly Secretary of Treasury here, I guess, or, the mapping shows Manitowabing Lake frontage is type 1 fish habitat. The presence of fish habitat does not affect the proposed consent, as no new lot is being created.
Yeah.
That was a planner's suggestion. So now we're into it even further here.
So I can tell you why? It's because of the rezoning.
It's the rezoning, yes.
And the rezoning triggered I know, but the rezoning wasn't done properly to begin with. It's not a waterfront property.
But the
it's that you guys decided waterfront property in 1960. And it's not. It's high and dry.
Well, you're saying there's no waterfront where the waterfront says it is.
It doesn't extend back that far, probably.
Correct. The waterfront is the waterfront only on that existing property that's there right now. But the adjoining three lots are zoned as waterfront, but they're not.
Yeah, so the piece you're adding on is going to stay as waterfront.
Correct. That makes sense. That makes sense, yeah, because you're adding it to a waterfront property.
And the official plan says the waterfront, for planning purposes, extends 150 meters from the shore.
Okay.
Typically, so it could have a different designation beyond that.
Okay. So are we making headway here?
So the official plan, because the zoning bylaw is required, the official plan triggered the requirement for the study.
Yes.
So that's why it wasn't the planning board that triggered them, it was the rezoning that triggered them.
Well, again, why wasn't that at the planning board?
It should have been.
You missed that meeting. You weren't at that meeting, but you were on the board. And I'm wondering why it wasn't done at that point, or why the council, through the resolution, didn't suggest to the board at that point.
You can ask the council member that was there.
Well, no, I'd like to know too from the council who sat there. We have the resolution at this point, and maybe the rezoning was left. But again, it's not fair to the applicant, I don't think, because rezoning can bring in all kinds of things.
Yeah.
All the resolution from council, which was moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Moore, was that it be subject to rezoning and those other things. Nowhere to even mention agreements. Shouldn't that be part of the council suggesting to the board that this should be included? We just did one the other day.
Agreements, what are you saying? What are you saying by agreements? What do you mean by agreements?
Well, what the lawyer has confirmed, because you can't do site plan control anymore.
Oh, well, that's a planning board thing.
Well, I know it is, but it's suggested by the township.
Provide a comment on that if I could, and I'm sorry to interrupt. Sometimes it's hard when we can't see to let you know that we have some input, but just in terms of being able to do site plan control agreements or not, that is something that came into effect at the end of November last year with Bill 23, so that might be why it wasn't suggested at the time, so that is a change now, whereas prior to November of last year, so if that's when the discussion was happening around the planning board table, then there might have been the thought that it's okay, the township will be able to do site plan control agreements. So that is a fairly recent change to the Planning Act that municipalities are responding to and having to look towards other mechanisms like that consent agreement.
But as you say, if it was in effect at that point, then could council not have suggested that to the planning board? I'm not sure of the transition time here, but
now I understand what you're talking about is site plan agreement. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, all we have now apparently, because we don't have the site plan agreement, we have
to add it on to title.
Right.
Yeah. So the site plan agreement, I think if you historically, if you look back through what council required at consent stages that come to consents to sever property or joint property, whatever, that come through to council, they never ever discuss site plan approval because we have a site plan bylaw. We always had a site plan bylaw that triggered site plan approval. It was commercial, it come to council. If it was residential, it was done through the building department. So there was never anything on as a requirement to the planning board whenever the council reviewed an application. Never.
Well, it's interesting because I'm seeing it more and more that just came from Whitestone as an example, that they're requesting that in the municipal questions that you have this agreement in place. Now, you can't have site plan control, but what happened with previous properties, the one out on Fox Farm, for instance, we have the different agreements that can be signed then, and that can be registered on title.
Yeah, those are a different section of the Planning Act altogether. It's 5126 or 5124 or something like that.
5126, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a different thing altogether.
Well, I know, but what I'm wondering is why those weren't done. I mean, even now we have a planner through correspondence saying that we need a 5126 agreement with this.
Should have been done when Paul's application first went to the planning board.
And when it came back to council and it was missed at the planning board, could council not have said something at that point?
Everybody's dropped the ball.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, and you know, that Yeah, because we were looking at trying to do something this year, and this is not. This seems like it's not going to happen. And I just may go the hell with it, take my $700 and my $6,000 fish and deer wildlife study, and just make a paper airplane out of everything, and just do whatever I'm going to do. And I'm going to go to the building department, and I'm going to go, give me four houses.
Before you make that plan,
my level of frustration's increased, and I guess I just hearing everything. I'm asking people that are professional. I'm paying for people that are professional. I'm asking professional people to give me answers and guidance. And here's something that's so simple about adding a little chunk of property to an existing building lot. It's now got into nuclear. And we're talking about a wedge of property four times bigger than this room. It's ridiculous. I apologize. But
no, it is ridiculous. It is.
Thank you.
It is ridiculous.
And it's a $100,000 piece of property. It's not a $200,000 piece of property. So it becomes, financially, you sit down and go, let's sell those three lots then. Like, I just need some help here as to when I leave, we have an understanding of what we can do to make sure that next time, if this is presented as the way it was requested again today, we don't have Mr. Davidson or Anderson or whatever his name is coming up with 15 more things to throw loopholes in it 24 hours before I'm sitting down having a meeting. I'm just lost. That's why I'm here. I wasn't even going to be here until I saw all these emails floating around at 8:30 this morning. I'm just taking a simple piece of property, making a septic system so it doesn't look like a two-story building, and trying to make it so that everybody can live together. Reg?
I just like... let me talk.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Reg, go ahead.
Because I don't know if you're helping or being a... You know what? So these people are lost as I am. We're just trying to make headway here.
Well, I tell you, I'm trying to help.
I know.
I'm teasing. Being done right. That's what I'm trying to do. You don't want to go through all this and then have a lot that you can't even build on, I don't think.
No.
So anyway, I'm just going to say that if 90% of this, proper planning report had been done at the planning board stage, and 90% of this would have been taken care of at the planning board, and this wouldn't have been all happening.
Now that it hasn't, we have to deal with it. So.
Yes. So that's all I have to say.
Okay. You heard that.
So the amendment for a resolution.
Like I said, I'm trying to help. I don't have to be here at all. I'm here for free. So if you don't want me here, just say the word. I'm out the door.
No, Rich, you know what? We all got to make heads or tails of it, because now one minute we're talking French, the next minute we're talking Russian. I don't know, like, what's all over the place. And we seem to be spinning circles here on a very simple ordeal. And God help anybody trying to get a building lot done in this city. God help them. And you know what? Again, $170 is a three-lot tax base. Just remember that. $170 per year.
And I can't be quiet. I've done it several times, and I had no issues whatsoever because I was creating properties that comply. If you aren't changing anything that the bylaws require, you'll have no issue. As soon as you start changing things, then you got to go through all this stuff.
I see.
Say the resolution has two amendments. It refers to the lots will merge with the passing the deeming bylaw, and now says the lots will merge. The deeming bylaw was previously passed, confirming that the lots would merge, and in the last paragraph said the lots are merged because the deeming bylaw was previously passed. Those are the amendments to the resolution. So we'll call a vote on that. All those in favor? Not opposed, that's carried. And then this is the resolution itself to accept all of these reports with the consolidation as it's a resolution as amended. So I'll call a question on that as well. All those in favor?
Okay, explain that again.
This is now with the amendment included.
Okay.
So this is the same resolution as before with the amendment included. So it's an amended resolution.
So I have the resolution here. So does this resolve the issues and concerns?
No, this just receives a report. We haven't even gotten to the bylaw yet.
Sorry for keeping you so late tonight, guys. I know.
Well, we're usually here till midnight. It's a marathon.
Is it? God bless you.
Okay.
Okay, all those in favor? Not opposed, Gary. Now we have this other resolution. Resolution 23-189, moved by Councillor Hassman, second by Councillor Ryland, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby direct staff to consult with Riverstone Environmental Solutions, Inc. on clarifying that the 30-meter setback requirements does include the septic bed and septic fields, and further that the draft zoning bylaw amendment be amended to permit a septic within the 30-meter setback.
That makes sense?
So you don't want to have to build the building? You're saying you might not be able to build the building?
Well, the building, because the building is going to be closer to the cul-de-sac,
that's
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you have to be 30 meters from the water.
Easy.
And 10 meters from the cul-de-sac.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
easy.
10
meters from the cul-de-sac,
not.
I can live with that.
Yeah.
So
that would be somewhere in that 10 meters.
Yeah.
30 meters from the water.
Awesome. I can live with that.
Oh, man.
I know.
No, that's...
Does not.
But do you have to... The report. They're going to
it
do
does
it
right
see
now,
if
so
that's
what I'm saying. We'll make an exception. I think it's fine.
You think it's...
Is that specific?
Mm-hmm.
Is it specific?
I mean, you live and breathe this stuff.
You're going to consult with them to see if they'll do a new report?
No, just confirm. So, is a septic named as... Like, in our... A structure can be a septic as well, so I'm just confirming with Bev that in her report... When she says buildings and structures, does structure also include a septic?
Well, on page 8, it says development of dwellings, septic, and associated structures for lot 1 are to be set back a minimum of 30 meters from the shoreline of Lake Manitowabing, as outlined in the Township McKellar official plan figure 2.
Right, so I'd be asking them to amend the report to exclude septic.
Yeah.
Right?
It does say that this is what they've said already, that it is part of it.
Yes.
And now it's asking to exempt that.
Yes.
That the septic be taken out. So it's confirming what they have in their report, but just saying, can this be amended?
Yeah.
So the resolution's okay as?
Maybe open to interpretation, I don't know.
They referenced the section of the official plan. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm just wondering if that section talks about significant deer wintering habitat, because they've said it's not significant deer wintering habitat.
Right above it's talking about fish habitat though on this page 8.
Oh, so it's the fish habitat.
Yeah.
And shouldn't Bev be shouldn't Bev be aware of what your current bylaw is with your septic?
Yes, except as explained by Reg, this is specific to your property, so
right.
You know.
But I don't think that the environment, I don't think the report, Bev, is aware of what your rules are right now on septic. The problem I see is that, as been pointed out, is that they did their, Riverstone did their report. They don't know what the habitat is.
No.
They can't identify it. They did the report in January. There's no habitat there.
No, but they did, because they did it for an adjacent property. That's the reason why they were selected as the ones that did it. The other two people had no knowledge of Manitowabi or that lake or in that bay. She did. And that's the reason why she made those comments. So she knows what the vegetation is like there in the right time of the year.
Yeah, she's got pictures of it. We sent pictures of it. She knows everything.
Right.
Okay.
She wouldn't have come up with this report without knowledge of what it looks like in spring, summer, and fall. And she does.
So like probably there is going to be is in the township will need an amendment to their official, Paul need an amendment to the official plan to change that 30 meters out back. That would be my guess.
Well, that's where I get down to the legalities of all this. I mean, it is a recommendation from them, is it not?
Yeah, it's a recommendation.
Yeah, so why is
it's not
a
law.
Problem if you have an existing laws in place on septic, why does that have to be considered the law?
It's not law, it's a policy.
The only thing I can say is, like I said, is that it's something that's going to be recognized far quicker than what the township official plan is because of the, how it was done, specific to your property.
Agreed.
Sorry, it's a bit difficult to hear, but it sounds like you're asking why would the township consider a recommendation from the report to then potentially go above and beyond what the township might normally have in their bylaws. So in this case, we do have the Natural Heritage Study, the EIS, which looked at the fish habitat adjacent to the property and taking into consideration the protection of the fish habitat, the biologist recommended that increased setback for building structures and septic systems to be 30 meters from the waterfront. So there certainly, and then that would be implemented through this zoning bylaw amendment. So then that would be the regulation for this property. And that's certainly typical where we have constraints, a natural heritage, cultural heritage, whatever they may be, or a study needs to be done to identify the protection of a resource or protection of health and safety away from those constraints. And then through that study, identifying perhaps an increased setback of some sort or some site-specific provisions that are that have been implemented on a property itself. So that's what we're seeing here. That's why it's going above and beyond what normally might be required in the township, but the fish habitat has been identified now adjacent to this property. And so the recommendation is to implement those additional setbacks for this property. And it is that 30 meter setback, as Rebecca mentioned, from the waterfront. So I don't know if there have already been thoughts as to where the septic system might be located, but if it is further to the east, the lands that were kind of subject to the lot addition, then it that does appear that it would be well beyond that 30 meter setback.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
No, that sounds good. And I'm thinking with North Bay Mattawa in under this too and get their opinions. I guess we're at the stage right now going back to Riverstone, according to this, and seeing if the bylaw can read structures excluding septic in this particular case and see if they'll go with something like that.
And I'll add to this, I have no problems with the setback from the shoreline, which is fish habitat, to where any dwelling, building, or septic is going to be. The problem is, that, and maybe I'm ignorant of this, our septic is even farther away from the shoreline. So why would you be asking me to push my septic bed closer to the shoreline? It doesn't make common sense.
That's not a, that requirement is not for it to be at that 30 meters. That is a minimum setback from the shoreline. So those building structures, septic, cannot be within 30 meters of the shoreline. That's a minimum setback. You are certainly welcome to go beyond that minimum.
And we will go beyond that. That's not a problem.
Excellent.
So if you're going to be beyond that...
So we don't need
that? Yeah.
No. Well, that's like I explained, the septic system is going to be in the adjacent new property of the three lots.
Yeah, the septic, that's a minimum, not 30 meters. You can be 50 meters back if you want to be.
No. You don't understand. If the property's this big and the septic system is going to, the shoreline is here, okay, you're taking, right now, the septic system, if they push it 30 as the boundary of the property?
No, from the shoreline.
The shoreline, we're cool with that.
Oh, so
we're cool with that. We're putting the septic system farthest away in nearer to Charles Avenue and near the three lots that were, that's why we're adding this property. We're adding this property, put the septic in that hole.
Oh, so you only have to be, 30 meters from the high water mark. You only have to be 5 meters from your other lot line.
Well, no, but you said earlier I had to be 30 meters all the way around.
No,
5 meters, shit, who cares about that? That's fine.
No, that is.
So I'm good. If that's the way it reads, do we understand that properly now? The septic system is going to be in lot 53, 54, 55. It'll be in lot 53, the new addition to the waterfront property. That's where the septic system was ideally Magneta One's perfect home. Farthest away from the septic system, farthest away from the waterfront, farthest away from everything,
yeah.
Northeast corner.
It looks like we may have a consideration of a bylaw tonight.
Yeah, 30 meters is only from the high water.
Ooh, yeah, I'm
a minimum.
Yeah, it'll be 50. I'm not worried about that. So I'm good.
just wondering here, since we still have the plans, can we change the order?
Yeah, I would, for sure.
So 5
is not two resolutions.
Yeah.
Now we're in a better place tonight, guys. We're a better place.
We're trying to go one step further here. So we won't keep you.
No, it's...
Now, are we still in a situation where we want to make amendment to the proposed bylaw of changing from 77.5 to 35 meters for the lot?
39.
Yeah.
39.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to interject. I do have one other thing. As Rebecca mentioned, I believe the way the bylaw amendment is worded right now, that 30 meter setback actually does only say buildings and structures. And we would recommend that it also say septic in that. That way it is clear because, as was noted, the structure definition does not include septic. So that would be, again, be that site-specific provision for this property.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Speak up because I don't think they can hear you. So
yes, speak loudly so they can hear you.
Okay. So just to reiterate what she was saying there is that if the bylaw says buildings or structures have to be 30 meters, the whenever there's no definition in the bylaw, you refer to the definitions in bylaw 9512, and a septic is exempted from the definition of structure for in the front yard. So then it doesn't have the 30 meters that you're talking about. So you have to have an explanation in there that the septic has to
specific. Also, septic specific.
Has to be the 30 meters as well.
Yeah, and on this property.
Oh, what you're saying, with no building or structures, including septic.
Yeah. Okay. So you did that. Yeah.
So resolution 23-189, moved by Councilor Zulak, seconded by Councilor Keck, and be a result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar, does hereby move item 21.2 to 15.2. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Now, can you make those amendments on the bylaws so we can consider it? I don't expect them all typed in, but... last word? Yes. Reg.
Good luck. I just want to make sure that I haven't seen a copy of the bylaw since I sent in my recommendations or emailed my recommendations to council. Did Carly make the changes to change from sheet number 1 to sheet number 3? The wrong reference to the map to the bylaw.
That's
sheet number 1.
1.3, was it?
I don't
to deal with the water law?
Yeah. 1.3.
1.3.
On what I sent in?
So just remove sheet 1?
Put 3.
Yeah, it should be sheet 3.
Sheet 3.
And there is no Schedule B, so Schedule B should be...
There is Schedule B, sorry. It's the plan of subdivision.
And 142.
Oh, okay. Wasn't in your agenda package then?
No.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be removed, right? The planned subdivision currently, is that correct? And it's just going to be deemed a building lot, 55, 54, and part of whatever.
So there was already a bylaw passed previously.
Okay.
So we're okay with that one.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
And
And the other Schedule A map, the change had already been made on it?
She'll have to do that, the reference from 16.39 up to 16.75.
Yes.
Okay, so to be clear, the minimum lot frontage shall be 39 meters?
Can I suggest we use the words from the Riverstone report where they actually say development, well, dwelling, septic, and associated structures? Right? In other words, given that those words exist here, why don't we put them here in the bylaw?
Well, I think the planner was suggesting, though, because our 9512 doesn't, it excludes septics.
Okay.
We put it in specifically, including septic, in here to clarify that we're not following it.
Okay.
Sheet 1 and 2 is there and here.
So we don't have to speak.
No, I think sheet 1 was okay. The first one.
Is it okay in that
it's
way?
It's just 1.3.
Okay.
But then he sent another email and it said specifically 1.3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're all clear on the changes?
You got 16.75 in there?
16.75?
Was it? Change 16.39.
No, so on the map where it says lands to be rezoned from waterfront 2 to special provision 16.75, I've added previously 16.39,
okay.
Just so it's clear.
We got the okay from the planners.
Is that okay, Rebecca, that we've made these
yes.
changes?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
I guess the only question I have left is that bylaw 2006-05 stays as is, then there's two bylaws that apply to this property.
What's that?
The original bylaw that was done for you to combine all your lots.
Yes.
It includes parts 1 and 4.
Right.
That bylaw is still in place if it doesn't get, that portion of it doesn't get repealed.
That could be a second step, though.
I suppose so, yeah.
I think we ought to go back to a few of them and do some repealing.
Yes,
Carly, could I make another suggestion?
Yes, please.
Section 16.39 should also be amended to remove Lot 1, Parts 1 and 4 from the text of that, so that that zone does not apply.
Words that put in as a clause.
Where would we include that in the bylaw?
You could include another kind of paragraph to state section 16.39 shall be amended to read as follows, and then copy the text that's currently in the bylaw and just remove the line that refers to the subject lands. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just hard to do on the spot, writing it in.
Sorry, instead of writing that whole thing like Rebecca was saying, though, you could say section 16.39 be amended to remove the part which says Lot 1, Parts 1 and 4, minimum frontage 39 meters, minimum area 0.182 hectares, and I believe that should address the concern that someone was making with respect to potentially having two zones apply to that same property, piece of land. And if you want, you can, I mean, I think that part is pretty clear in terms of that removal of Lot 1, Parts 1 and 4, so the resolution could read something like that the bylaw be passed with the amendments that have been outlined tonight. So
Right, so move forward with
inclusion of the septic, removal of this description from 16.39, and the adjustment for the minimum lot frontage, because I think there were a few adjustments to be made.
Sorry, Sarah, do you mind just reiterating that again? I'm just writing now in addition to our resolution.
You mean just the truncated version?
Yes.
Yeah, so that the bylaw be passed as per the discussion or as amended on the floor to adjust the minimum lot frontage for section 16.75 to be 39 meters, to revise the 30 meter setback to include no building or structure or septic system.
So those I have changed in the actual bylaws.
Yeah.
So it was just the last part about 16.39 being amended to read as follows.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so you can just write 16.39 be amended to remove.
Yeah.
And then I guess in quotations, lot 1, parts 1 and 4, minimum frontage 39 meters. Minimum area 0.182 hectares. And then that would just take out that one line from that section.
Sorry, what was the lot area was
0.182 hectares. Really just say
keep your mouth shut.
Sure, sure as a tag.
She's got it right. It's just a question.
I think I want to reword that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what would be a stumbling block. I mean, it's a future action, but it's past with that future action premised on what we said tonight, so I don't know how detailed that resolution has to be other than the amendment says.
Right, and then we can't amend, like we can't change bylaw 2000.